Packaging the communication. Effective communication is crucial for successful business analysis involving different levels of communications with stakeholders such as users, process owners, and management. Different stakeholders require different approaches and forms of communication. Communication needs to be packaged appropriately to ensure it has desired impact on the stakeholders. Now, understand one thing is communication is a very customizable thing. Every person would require a different level of communication. The way I communicate with a user or a process owner would be different from the way I communicate with the management. Also, I would need to use their preference of communication so that I get the required replies and the required support from them. So I have to change the way I speak to users about a certain thing, or change the way I speak to process owners, change the way I speak to management. There will be certain stakeholders who might want to communicate over WhatsApp, or another few stakeholders who might want to communicate over email. So you will need to entertain as a business analysis based on what is the preferred method of communication for all of them. And communication needs to be packaged appropriately, so you need to use the right, not only the right mode but also the right words to ensure that you're able to get a consensus and get them on board so that they work with you rather than working against you. Challenges such as attitudes towards the organization, project perceptions, business analysts can pose communication hurdles. So there are times when there are a lot of people that would work within the organization just for the sake of the money or just for the sake of the position. And at the end of the day, they are not very happy, which makes them against the organization. Hence, these people, in case they are process owners or going to help you with the implementation, then probably they will not be very compatible, and they would not get along with you a lot. They would delay everything. So rather than, even after telling you to communicate on email, you would get a delayed reply on email. So you would need to see and understand the attitudes of those people and understand how the hurdles of communication would work, or how can you overcome those hurdles. Conscious planning of communication is established to overcome these challenges and ensure effective communication. So keeping the biases of the people aside, you need to find a way that you can work with them and ensure that you are able to complete the work and the project the way you look at it and the task. So deriving what is the most effective way of communicating with that person is also highly important. Planning the requirements management process. Planning the requirements management process includes settling tools, selecting tools for requirement, establishing sequence and priority for business analyst. Large organization may have established requirement management processes that need to be adapted to meet specific project needs. Now, requirement gathering, as we know, is again one of the critical components, because it not only helps me understand the value of my solution or the performance or how successful my project has been. Hence, ensuring that the requirements are gathered and prioritized correctly in the right sequence is also very important. There could be certain requirements that could be handled simultaneously and certain requirements that would require their own specified amount of time over and above the project. So it's very important to understand what those requirements are and what tools would be required to manage those requirements. Like I mentioned in chapter 1, we have to necessarily document everything so that we understand how everything is working. So, finding the right tool for even requirements documentation is a important task that needs to be completed. So, and there would be large, like the second point mentions over here, there would be large organizations which would have their own requirement management processes. They would have, because of the continuous projects that go on, they would probably have defined what works best for them and what tools work best for them, or they would have something that is custom built for the organization. So you would want to, you would need to, not even want to, adopt those and meet those process specific needs. Factors as such as geographic spread of the requirements gathering activities can impact the requirements management process. Successful requirements management requires careful planning to ensure that the process meets the project needs and overcomes the potential challenges. Suppose I have a project where my client is based out of a different country, or something that requires, so in that case, I probably will need to work in the client's time zone, or a project that requires me to travel to the site. So I would need to consider all of that. I would also need to consider health regulations, and with COVID down, what are the possible visa criteria? If my visa is not figured out, how much time would that take? And also understanding, are there any possible, in case I reach there and the weather doesn't suit me, the food doesn't suit me, then there are possibility of illnesses also. Yeah, risk management would include each and everything when it comes to all of this. So I would need to plan for all of them. So, careful planning to ensure that the process meets the project's needs and overcomes the potential challenges. That means I will need to have a risk management in place in such situations, or risk mitigation plan in place as to how these challenges can be overcome. Can I hire someone else from that area to work for me, or is there any precautionary vaccinations and all that I can take to avoid illnesses? Can I possibly carry food from home? How long the visit need? You will need to take all those items into consideration. Managing performance of the BA or the BA team. Large projects require effective allocation of work among business analysts, and based on priority, business analyst is a people-based process that is difficult to measure and control for space and completeness. Breaking down the requirement gathering into smaller quantifiable tasks can help progress measurable and reviewable. Now, like I said, what is going to happen is, in the case of a single business analytics or multiple business analytics, it's going to be the different way that I handle the project. When there's just one business analytics, it is very easy to drive the outcome of the project, because I just have to take or ask one certain person for the update. While on the other hand, if there are multiple people, then I will need to get an update from each very one of them. And also on top of that, ensure that they are able to communicate with each other to ensure that the project is being managed in the most efficient way. So business analysis is a people-based process that is difficult to measure and control for pace and completeness. Unless I do not put down a goal, hard goal, soft goal, it will be very difficult because I have people doing the job. I can have someone come and tell me, oh, he was not available, or I could not, I got delayed because of the traffic. So you have to consider all of these options and set down soft and hard goals to ensure that the project requirement is being met, or even the requirement gathering process is being done. So you would divide the entire thing into smaller activities to ensure they are getting completed on time. That means if I have to view or communicate with 20 stakeholders, a whole meeting with them, or a group of stakeholders, maybe 10 groups of stakeholders, different stakeholders, then I will need to see how many business analysts and how many people can they communicate to gather the requirements before, to ensure that if in a day, if I have four people working, then maybe they can cover all the 20 business groups or 10 business groups in a shorter amount of time and get me a better result. For instance, with 20 department executors, user would be split into two departments with per day over 10 working days to allow for easier and weekly reviews. This is based on the measure that only one person is doing, so you're just spending 10 days communicating and getting the requirements. However, measuring process by quantity, progress by quantity alone is insufficient. It is also issued the quality and completeness of each task. That means at the end of 10 days, if I don't have all the requirements and I just have one page of work, probably I've not done my job right. So in that case, not only is the quantity important, but also the quality of the requirements that I've gathered and how much of that has been completed. Has the task been listed down? Have the requirements been gathered properly? Will also need to be measured. Risk in business analysis. Identifying and risk in is crucial during the business analysis phase. Some risk can be anticipated as the onset of the project, such as interacting with users who lack IT knowledge or cannot speak in the language with the BA is comfortable with. So we spoke about one risk where I said probably it is possible that the BA has to travel outside the country or outside his city or country of work or stay, and then plan accordingly. So also to communicate for the amount of time required to travel and the jet lag and other things to take care with. The other thing that this speaks about is you're dealing with an IT project, and at the end of the day, you're going to have users who have no IT knowledge. Then how do you get the requirement from them, or how do you understand the requirement in them? Another thing is, in India only, we have a diverse culture and diverse amount of languages spoken. So if a BA has to deal with somebody who's probably, so the BA could be from North India and has to deal with someone in South India, there's going to be a very big communication gap that exists. So how do we deal with this? Do we bring in an interpreter? How do we get our work done? Other risks may not be immediately apparent but need to be monitored, such as risk associated with travel to remote location or potential health issues. So if I'm supposed to go to the village for some analysis where there's no network, then how are we traveling? What is the mode of travel? How is the person going to take care? What are the risks of getting robbed or being acquainted in the area? So all that also need to be taken care of. Consensual risk must be accounted for in the planning of the business project. So you need to take care, no matter how small or big the risk, you will need to take care of it during the business analysis project. Otherwise, your everything could go for a toss. What is business analysis planning? Business analysis planning involves identifying tasks necessary for a successful business analysis project. Effort, successful planning should be defined as timely deliverable of deliverables and meeting business needs. Okay. So what am I looking at? Why am I so talking so much about business analysis planning? Because what I'm talking about here is basically identifying all the tasks which are necessary for the completion of the efforts that I'm putting in. It also says that are my deliverables that I've promised to the client being delivered on time, or am I meeting the business needs that exist? So when I'm able to do all of that over a period of time, that means then I'm saying I have successfully planned my project. If my deliverables are not getting delayed, or if the task activities that I've set, and we are going to speak about those activities as to how we can estimate the right time, the minimum time, the maximum time, and how we can plan better. But if something is not moving as per the schedule, especially when something is going beyond that time for that activity, then you are definitely not going to have a successful deliverable, and definitely this planning will not be successful. So you will need to closely monitor each and every activity to understand where do you stand at any given point of time, and is there any risk that you did not assess, and there is a need for something to be a problem to be solved at that point of time. An effective plan outlines all key tasks to be completed within the allocated time. Stakeholders can see the estimated time need to complete the analysis effort with a detailed plan. The plan may serve as a basis for negotiation for more resources, such as additional time or staff on the project. Now, what is going to happen is, once I've gathered all my requirements and I have proposed the requirements, the relevant solution, what I'm going to do is basically plan out all the activities that are there or all the key tasks that are there. And each of those key tasks would have a minimum and maximum time. So a time that would be allocated to it. So I would know the minimum time that would need to be to complete that task or the maximum time. So based on this, I would give a detailed plan to the client saying, this is what the plan is and this is when you can expect the deliverables. The client, so it's like saying, like I said, that currently I have a savings of 2 lakhs in my account, and probably at the end of 6 months, I'm targeting a saving of 10 lakhs. That means I have an 8 lakh deficit that I would need to account for. So what is my plan? Your plan would be to get a job. That means I estimated that I would get a job within a month, but for some reason I got it after 2 months. So there is a delay of a month. What have I done, or what do I do to compensate for that delay? So at the end of 4 months, I still have 10 lakhs in my account. Am I still going to have that money? Did I account for the delay? Was there a buffer that I included? How long will it take? Will I need to have another plan in place? So all of that means I have a very sought out activity-wise, plan-wise timeline to get the work done. The plan may serve as a basis for negotiation for more resources. So if I know that it's been delayed by a month, or if I know in the next 15 days I did not even get an interview call, then I will probably need to create a backup plan, try to find another mode of generating income, or try to see how this can be modified. Additionally, what would also happen from a client perspective, and when you're dealing with a live environment, not on a personal project but rather on a business project, then they would say, okay, you have 10 people working on this project and you have a timeline of maybe a month. Let's put another 5 people on the project and reduce by timeline by a week or two or whatever is feasible. This might be feasible sometimes, some at the other times this might not be feasible. No matter how much time staff you put on the project, you might not be able to meet the timeline or prepone the timeline. So it just does not mean that at every point of time, that even if I have more staff, that means I will get the project earlier done with. Maybe the task on that project require more time. Below are some of the questions that you should be addressing in the business analysis. What is the scope of work? That means, what is the amount of work that I'm required to complete? Is it an entire process change for the entire organization? Is it a process change for a department? Is it a new strategy planning? Is it a planning for the new year? So all of that will need to be taken into consideration. What methodology will be applied? We've discussed that. We said that not only my approach to my project would depend, a lot of other factors would come into the picture, like how do I record my requirements, how do I connect with the methodology I use to connect with the stakeholders, how am I getting my requirements out of them, what is the elision and collaboration effort process that I require. All of that will also need to be taken into consideration. Who are my stakeholders? Who are exactly the people who are involved? Please understand this. When I talk about stakeholders, I'm not talking only about the people who are going to pay me. They are definitely the key stakeholders, but even people who are largely impacted by the project are stakeholders. Anybody who's going to be using the solution or the app, or any sort of service that is required, they would need to be accounted for. Your government also, your government, your management, if I have to connect with the government or with regulatory bodies to get relevant certifications or to get the relevant law signed and understand the requirements or speak to a lawyer about certain things, speak to a CA about managing certain things, those all are stakeholders. So I need to be able to understand who all are the stakeholders and what are the roles and responsibilities that they're playing in the project. The fourth point says, what is the schedule? Is the project going to take a month? Is it going to take 2 months? Is this going to take 15 days? Understand you are at this point of time, and we'll discuss how we calculate the most critical path and all of that. It becomes very important for you to understand that a schedule depends, what is the schedule? Primarily depends on how long is the project going to take. How will the requirements, and that also includes the smaller activities and the smaller tasks that are part of your schedule. The fifth set, how will requirements be managed? How am I taking note? What technology am I using? What tools am I using? Does the tool and technology match the outcome of the study? Are they the right approach to do it? Can a better approach be incorporated? What deliverables will be produced? That means how many deliverables at what times will they be given to the client? The clear date and time mentioned would be part of your plan. What, how long will, how will communication be handled? This is what we spoke of even about some time back, saying that when it comes to the communication, we have to determine what is the preferred mode of communication with each and every stakeholder. How frequently would I need to communicate? What is the kind of language that I need to use for during the communication? And a combination of all of this. How will a business analysis work be assessed? Again, going back to chapter one, where I said I do need guidelines, I do need measurables, because then when I'm talking about assessment or determining how successful my project is, it is important for us to understand how will I assess it. Are the requirements being met? Are the solution being processed? Or if I've predicted a profitability of 10%, increase in sales of 10%, how close am I to that? Has it given me a 10% hike, or is it lesser? Is it more? All of that will come as for assessing your business analysis work. So, who prepares the business analysis plan? Obviously, we spoke about it, the business analyst, because he is the one who's going to coordinate with the project team. He's going to be the one getting the requirement. He's going to be the one to provide the tentative solution. So, the business analyst is going to be responsible for creating the plan of the project. Right from creation to retention, that means creation to the end of the project, input from key project team members is necessary to create an effective plan. That means if I have a development team, I will not assume that a certain task will take only a certain amount of time based on my experience or my gut feeling. I will need to go back to the project team members and check with them what is the time that would be required to complete that plan, and how can we complete that plan in a more effective way. That will actually give me a very effective business analysis plan. The project managers, the SME, the technical team should be consulted when technical expertise is needed to evaluate the feasibility. Like I said, today we live in a very dynamic environment with a lot of technology that is playing in the background. So, in that case, we have subject matter experts, we have technical team, and you will need to ask them on how long the task will take, what is the feasibility of getting the requirements. You cannot just promise an output or a solution to the client which you have in your head and might not be easy to implement on paper. So, all of that will need to be taken into account when I talk about the feasibility. Seeking input from team members can ensure the plan is comprehensive and realistic. So that's what I just said, that if I'm working with a team and if I have consulted a team, I have a more comprehensive plan. I have a plan that is more effective and more realistic. I've spoken to the relevant team members, and when I've spoken to the relevant team members, I have incorporated that feedback and planned it accordingly. Collaboration between the business analyst and the project team members are helped to identify potential issues and risks that may arise during the project. So when I collaborate between the business analyst and team members is right, then they can actually sit down. There might be things as a business analyst that you might not have thought of, certain risk, maybe something as simple as the license of a product getting expired that needs is needed on the project. So you will need to ensure that the license is available to the team in time so that it does not have a problem. So they also can help you identify potential issues and risks that they think might arise during the project. It could be more from a technical aspect at that point of time.